Kaikki kysyi pistänyt vittoon ofiskat näspä tohta puhukin kaavineista puhukun muussu näistä puhukun käyttöä, kun penyissä se meni tuolta. Kun on vittu, on viltu. Moni ne kiinni, kai se kesken, että moni se. Kaikki käyttöön, moni niin tuossa ovattiin, moni näistä kesken, mikä konvoi. That's fine. Siinä. Ja kun mä käyn around it, what do you think? Tänne kiinni tietää. Tai jääpä, että näin ne. Kitsi vihtämässä, kun meidän omassa kevon. Ja sitten kun kitsi kiuhe tuuttaa, että päivä, että näkin kiteen sen sosiaan. Hän on mättu video, kun tanssa. Hän on mä siittyen puhuu, mitä vihentä mukaan omassa kitsi vihtämässäkin. Ahkä tein raskas, kun kitsi muistu kesiä. Vihtämoin ainakin, kun hän on tain tein ikään siittyä. Monenkin vitsi, kun hän tein tuolla ihmeenun. Ja viipuunen meni kesin, sitten puhuu viipuunen. Sitten mä kävistän sivan. Ja sitten kun kuttakin kun mun tarvitsi kun hän tuli. Mä tyyli näin, mä oon kun mä käytin kutsista, että ei mehän ole nyt tehtä mukaan. Ei mehän ole mua mehän, kun ei mehän kesän avuttaa nyt tehtä. Ja kun mä olen niin hyvin ja hyvin, kun mä hyvin tai ei mehän nyt
I wouldn't know because even my grandfather was an Anglican priest, as far as I can remember back, you know. I don't know anything. Gawili the son of Bitama.
Nego,
Okay. My name is Elsie Chilton. I'm 77 years old. And I'm living at Moose Factory. I've been living here since 1940, even though I was away for 10 years after I got married, but I came back here. And I'm gonna say that I was in a residential school for 8.5 years. I didn't see my father nor my brothers and sisters. And when I came back, like when I was in the residential school, I spoke Ojibwe. I know people say now they were not allowed to speak their native tongue when they were in school, but up to a point you couldn't do it well under supervision. Yeah. So, and then I came back here and it was just stepping into a new world, it seemed, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything was so different. I missed the school, because that was my life. I spent 8.5 years there, and I missed it. And I came back. It was just like a culture shock to me, you know. And I didn't understand really. I couldn't really understand Moose Cree. And my stepmother belonged to the East Coast, like Washkaganish, and that's kind of Cree she spoke too. So I had a lot to learn. When I came back here, I could speak. There are people too spoke English, huh? When I came back here. And I saw my dad for the first time in 8.5 years, and my brothers and my sister too. My youngest brother was only a baby after my mom died. But anyway.
You went to school where?
So in Pelican Lake.
Oh, yeah, that?
Yeah, Pelican Lake, yeah. That's where I went. That's where I was, my older brother and I. That's where we were.
Eight and a half years.
Long time. Yeah, I was there for 8.5 years. And when I was at school, we were taught to respect people for what they are, and it didn't matter what language they spoke or the color of their skin. We were told to respect people. And when I came back here, I met my dad, and